Okay, Mishnah.
That's
a great idea. Thank you. Okay. Mishnah on Chav Ches Amid Beis. I think before I start the Mishnah, I don't think I did justice to the Peshat that Rashi brought down and then rejected at the end of Rashi. So I think I want to go through it again so I can explain it better, because I was a little bit under pressure and time, and therefore I wanted to finish it, so I might have gone a little bit faster than that. There's some people that want to learn that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are only arguing about food items and not other metalkalim. Meaning Rav Nachman is not insisting on a kli, he's insisting on non-food items. That's how they want to learn. And therefore they want to say that according to the maskana of the Gemara, but the Gemara answered that it means that items, any item that's evaluated for money, can be used as chalipin, right? Any item that you evaluate its value. And then the Mishnah says ketzad, and it says shor, and it says, ketzad hechu shor b'por hachamor b'shar, that would work even according to Rav Nachman, because it's not food items. It is a living animal. And therefore, they want to say that the Gemara only asked, according to the Havamina, that we said Psar Shar, that it was food, that can't work according to Rav Nachman. That a whole Gemara that said that you can't, Rav Nachman can't say Pshat in the Mishnah, was only if you learned like the Havamina, where the Mishnah said you can use food items. But if you learn like this chat that says any item evaluated, it could be any item evaluated besides food items, and Rav Nachman would fit into the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't like that chat because he says Rav Nachman needs a keli. Keli means only a keli, not a non-keli, nothing to do with food items. Therefore, Rashi rejects that chat. I just wanted to speak it out again, so in case I wasn't clear yesterday. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Rishus HaGvaya, this is the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amid Beis. 28b, my guess is 3.
Two?
Wow. B'shus ha'gvaya k'kesef. When you buy something from Hegdish, you can buy it with money. Hegdish mos is kindness. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, in fact, that is the source that money works everywhere. That's how Rashi learned. Other Rishayim don't learn that way. When we had a Gemara recently, Rabbi Yechanan holds with the rice and mos is kindness. We had it twice, but we had it recently. Rashi said the source would be, but not in Akesef Akumloi. It says, by Hegdish, you pay by money. Even Rish Lakish, who says, but the rice and Akesef doesn't work, but by Hegdish, the Torah says, but not in Akesef Akumloi. So the Torah says, you buy from Hegdish with money. Unlike from individuals, when you buy something, either biblically or rabbinically, you need Meshicha, or Agbah. But by Hegdish, you buy with money. Rashi Rishus HaGvaya beHegdish, beKesef, beGemar Mefarish, the Moz Hegdish Kainas. By Moz Hegdish Kainas. Rishus HaHegdish beChazaka. Chazaka here means Meshicha. Rashi says so. Chazaka is just borrowed that you're using the item. Now, usually Chazaka land means you built something. Here it means Meshicha. Yes, doctor.
Did you see anyone that this is not the usual logic? Usually when the Gemara Commission would
be
specify A, it takes me A not B, that it excludes everything else. Even there's a debate as to whether...
So again, I'm trying to see how is this Mishnah not that way.
Because you're saying that when Hektish, you've acquired Hektish from, by money, that Rashi says, that means you can acquire anything by money.
Rashi holds, Rabbi Eichner, who says, Moses is kindness,
right,
derives it from the fact that the Torah said you can buy Hektish for money. It doesn't say anything, according to Rabbi Eichner, about how you buy from Hedjit. He has no psukim for that. Therefore, he looks for a kinyan. And the only kinyan he finds by Metalkalim is money by Hegdish. Therefore, he uses analogy or whatever drush you want to say. If this is the way you buy Hegdish, this is the way you buy items. Rish Lakish has a pasuk that says Meshicha. Bechon doesn't hold to that pasuk.
So, is there a way to buy
No.
Okay, I misunderstood what you said. Sorry.
No. Amirasa legvaya kimsirasa lahedya. Nu halacha. That when you say you're giving something, sorry, to Hegdish, it's as if you handed it over to an individual. Meaning, the kinyan works by talking. A guy says he's donating something, it becomes Hegdish. Rashi? Amirasa legvaya, mefarish begemara. Now again, there's two ways of doing this, and my throat's not. There's two ways to donate to Hegdish. One is to say he will give $100. There's no specific $100 that he donated. So that is a neder to Hegdish. It's a promise. He will give $100. There's no $100 he donated. The other one is he says he's donating his box of tissues, a specific box of tissues. So by saying that, the box of tissues becomes Hegdish. Samirasa ligvaya kimsirasa lahedyet. Saying you're giving something to Hegdish is as if you handed it over. Just like if Shimon would hand Levi a box of tissues, it would become Levi's. So if Shimon says this box of tissues is Hegdish, it becomes Hegdish's. Rashi, Amarasa ligvaya, mefarish begemara. Zog de gemara about the Tana Rabbana. That's the Mishnah. Now the Brisa will try to explain the Mishnah. We'll explain the Mishnah. Ketzad Rishus HaGvaya BeKesef. What do we mean when we say Rishus HaGvaya BeKesef? What does that mean? Gizber Shinas Namaz BeHema. This works both ways. Either when you buy from Hegdish, or from Hegdish buys from somebody else. A Gizber who pays money for an animal. Even if the animal is at the other end of the world, he's acquired it. So that means if Ginsberg walks over to an animal dealer and says, I need to buy a shor, I need to buy a keves. The guy says, oh, my keves is located in Bnei Brak, and he's in Yerushalayim now. So if Hegdish pays for the animal, that animal belongs now to Hegdish. Even though there was no Mashicha, by a hedget, either biblically or rabbinically, paying for the animal would not make the animal yours. It would only obligate to finalize the sale, and not the Zabi Shapara, which is a curse for somebody who breaks his word after he paid money. But that's nothing to do with Kenyan. But by Hegdish, paying is a form of Kenyan. That's actually why in the world is the Gizmer buying animals? Carbon Sibor. He needs it for a carbon. Right? He's not plowing fields. Hegdish is not in the agriculture business. Hegdish needs animals for carbonus.
Yeah, but I thought we said the pasuk was about redemption.
Same idea.
I understand, Rabbi, but redemption may mean it has to be
I don't know what you mean.
There you.
No, who says? No.
I'm redeeming this?
Yeah, it could be somewhere else. Money redeemed. When you buy land with Kesef, your land doesn't have to be next to you.
I'm probably Hegdish now.
Same idea. You're buying with Kesef. Same idea. Don't think about it. The Brisa continues. Ketzad, Amirasa Ligvaya, Kimisarasa Lahedit. How is Amarasa Ligvaya, like Mesira Lahegdish? I'm a Sharza Ayla Bayez a Hegdish. I feel a Besaifa Ayla Mkana. The guy wants to donate his house in Thailand to Hegdish. As soon as he says that house is Hegdish, the house belongs to Hegdish. If he says he wants to donate his animal that he has in Nevada to Hegdish, as soon as he says that animal is Hegdish, it becomes Hegdish's. By Hegdish, it wouldn't work either Meshicha for Metautlin or Chazaka for a house. To this, Kesavishtar would work as well. But you would need some kind of kinyan besides talking. Rashi, Achiyimshik Bashar, the Yagzik Babayas. Now, here we're going to have a list of cases. And for those who remember, we had a similar kind of a Gemara in Gittin, where what happens if Hegdish is a different kind of kiyanim. When can they back out? When can who back out? We had a similar gemara by Yisoymim in Gittin, because by Yisoymim we treated them like Hegdish. So if people remember, we'll have it's a similar gemara. And we're going to take this slow because there's going to be multiple cases.
I mean, Russo, Ligavoha, if I don't want to bring a riot to that, I would say, Kishkimira.
How does Kishkimira is rabbinic, Amirasa Ligavoha is biblical. We don't prove biblical from rabbinic. End of story.
Shkimira's words are rabbinic?
The fact that Shkimira works is the takana drabana. There is no halacha of Shkimira in the Torah. It's a drabana takana, so the guy shouldn't die faster, worried about what's going to happen with his money. I can't prove rabbinic from biblical from rabbinic. Later. Mashchai b'mana. A guy went to Hegdish and he said, I'd like to buy this car. And Hegdish says, oh, that's a $100 car. Now, he didn't pay. He drove the car away. Hegdish gave him permission to try it out. I'm not getting involved in the elo. Let's say it's not an item he has pleasure from. It's a table. Hegdish has a $100 table. So he pulls the table to take it to him, and then he's going to pay Hegdish. Not going to use it till he pays. But meanwhile, he took the Mashiach. The price went up to $200. He comes to pay. The Gizmer says, I'm sorry. The price now is $200. There's been a increase, inflation. This table is now that you took is worth $200. The guy says, I was kind of at $100. And Hegdish says, no, you weren't kainet at 100, because by Hegdish, money is the kinyan, not Mashiach. So therefore, pay 200 if not give us back the table. That's what the controversy, the argument is. He took the item when it cost 100. He told Hegdish, I'll pay tomorrow. He wasn't using it, just took it. He wanted to make sure Hegdish doesn't give it to anybody else. Fine. He comes back the next day with $100. The Gizmer said, I checked the prices today. Tables increased in value. They're $200. You have to pay $200. The guy said, I bought it for $100. Now, by a hedget, that sale would have been final. The minute he did Mashiach, he owes the $100, and the price can go up, and it makes no difference. But by Hegdish, the halacha is, nice and Messiah. By Taima, nothing. I catch up, become white. Which, again, I've mentioned a number of times, there is no such pasuk in the Torah. This is one of the cases in the Gemara that the Gemara takes a bunch of psukim, puts them together, and makes four words out of them. There is no pasuk in the Torah that says the words, v'nasan akasta v'kamlai. But the Torah does say money acquires, but it's a combination of psukim. The Gemara puts it together in the words, v'nasan akasta v'kamlai.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Even by Hedyot, I did Mashiach to try it out.
No, you did Mashiach to buy it. You added words that are not true.
Rebbe said the story was, I want to see how the thing rides.
I didn't. I said that. I backed off because that's Mila. Can't use Hegdish.
I'm talking about Hegdish.
I'm a Hegdish
now.
The Hegdish, if you didn't mean Kenyan, it's not a Kenyan.
Okay.
So I backed off of that story. So forget my story. Let's go to the table. You're not trying it out. You just want to make sure Hegdish doesn't sell it to anybody else. So you went and asked for it. Can I take it home? I'll pay you tomorrow. Hegdish said, go gzutay. Comes back the next day, and Hegdish says the price doubled.
Can't pay.
Yeah, it's not give back the table. But if I hedge it, he can say I bought it at 100. Again, we're going to have 55 cases, whatever cases we're going to have. At the end, you'll ask me the question. In this case, Mashiach did nothing. Theoretically, yes. Yes, doctor.
Number one thing, going from $100 to $200 in 24 hours.
Fine, so it's just 3 weeks. I got it.
That Rhodesia or the Weimar Republic.
Fine, it's 3 weeks. And whatever it is.
That was just incidental. But what about the other way around?
All these cases will be dealt with.
I can wait.
Okay, let's wait. Rashi. Masai had yet chayvet so hagdish me adagizver b'manav. Lehispik l'vdaisik lemer losos dam of legizver. Till it went up, nice and messiahim. The chia yakar, when it went up in price, b'shus hagdish yakar, hayvili nas namor. He hadn't paid yet. Next case. Mashcha b'messiahim.
Is there a difference between
hagdish? Sure. Hagdish would have been kind of with mashicha. And if he's kind of a mashicha, the price goes up. He pays the original price. Next case. Mashcha b'messiahim. He took the table to take home. He's not, and I'll pay you tomorrow. He told the gizber, 200. But when he speaks of dice, actually, I'm at b'mona. Now the price dropped. He comes back the next day. He says, it cost 100. I didn't buy it yet. Because I had to have to pay. I didn't pay. Halach is nice and Messiah, he has to pay 200. Even though he did not make a king in Kesef. Why? My time up. We're not going to give Hedjit more than Hegdish. Since by his friend, if he would take the table for 200 and the price dropped, his friend would say, you did the king in yesterday, you owe me 200. We're not going to penalize Hegdish. We're going to give Hegdish the benefit of a Hedjit. Biblically speaking, he wasn't kainet. He didn't pay. That means we're going to be shortchanging Hegdish more than Hedjit. We don't shortchange Hegdish more than Hedjit. You took it for 200, for 100. I'm sorry, you took it for 200, the price dropped, you paid 200. Just like you would if you bought it in a store. That is... Yeah, no returns. We're going in halacha in the time, but not in return both.
Give him another table?
Why are we making complicated things? It's a very simple case. Let's leave the case alone. Why are we complicating matters? He took a table. It cost 200. He was not kind of. The next day, dropped to 100. So why are we complicating cases?
Not to begin for it. It's halacha.
It's halacha, exactly. Right. By Hegdish, he would have been kind of. By Hegdish, he wasn't kind of. He didn't pay.
There was no down payment, was
there? Nothing. By Hegdish, that's not a Kenya.
Only money
works by Hegdish.
Right, but by individual,
he
did acquire.
But we're talking about Hegdish. But the halacha says that Hegdish can't be shortchanged in Hegdish. Right. Next case. Let's not complicate cases and make them what they're not. Padim b'Messiahim v'hispig l'mashcha achamid b'mana. He paid Hegdish 200. That's what it was worth. He didn't pick up the table from Hegdish. The price dropped. So he paid Hegdish 200. And he comes back the next day to pick up the table and he says, by the way, Hegdish, it only costs 100. So the gizmer can tell him, I'm sorry. You paid for it. That's the Kenyan. You bought it yesterday. It was worth 200. Now it's a Messiah, my timer, but nothing I guess of a kumbloid. You paid for it. You can't back out. You paid for it. Padoi b'mana, b'loi hispig l'mash chacham b'messiah. You paid 100. You bought it from Agnes. And the next day you come back to pick up the table, but then it's 200, and the gizmer says, I'm sorry, you owe me another 100. And this guy says, I paid for it. Hegdish kinya kesef. Lach is, masha padu padu. Very nice and alamana. He does not have to give the Hegdish the 200. Now, by Hegdit, that would not be true. By Hegdit, if you paid something, you paid $100, $200, $100 for something, and you didn't pick it up. And the next day you came back, and the seller says, it's 200 now. You have to pay 200. He can say, I'm not selling it to you. You didn't make a Kenya yet. So we're shortchanging Hegdish here. We're treating Hegdish worse than Hegdish. Again, in this case, we are shortchanging Hegdish, meaning you went to the gizmer, you paid him 100. Next day went up to 200 when you came to pick it up. Had this been an individual, he could have told you, I'm not giving it to you for less than 200. You didn't make a kinya yet. But if it's Hegdish, Hegdish has to give it as 100. because he was kind with money. But what happens when we hate Kayach Hegdish? Chamim Mikayach Hegdish. We never saw change Hegdish. In fact, the Gemara, they are my, okay, I mean, name of the hate Kayach Hegdish, Chamim Mikayach. And for the Gemara, at the head, you lab me Shaparakoi. Meaning like this. If this would be two individuals, and Shimon went to Levi and bought it for 100, and then he comes back to pick it up, and it's up to 200. And Levi says to them, sorry, I need 200. Shimon says, I paid 100. Levi says, that's not a Kenyan. He would get a Mishapara Levi. He'd get cursed. Once the guy takes the money to break the deal, which he can legally, but the expense of a curse. Therefore, when it's Hegdish, we're not going to let Hegdish do something that an individual could do and get a curse for. So we're not shortchanging Hegdish, because an individual shouldn't do this anyway. So in this case, we say the money worked, and we don't say, well, by an individual he could back out. We don't say that. Why not? Because if the individual backed out, albeit that it would be legal, but it would come at a price, and the price would be a curse. Therefore, Hegdish doesn't do it. Let me read Rashi. Zok Rashi. Lehei kayach Hegdish. Shemashcha miyad Hegdish yishalom kol moisav. Karev emshicha. Beshusah of his own. Went down in his prop, in his beshus. Paldoi? Nothing in some bars. Before I answer any questions, I want to go through all the cases again. Each case individually. Let's take the first case. The first case is, you went to the gizmer, you took the table and said, I'll pay you tomorrow. The price went up, you pay the new price. Because you weren't kind of yet. The Kenyan by Hegdish is Kesef. Even though by an individual's Mashiach, Hegdish is stricter. Hegdish is Kesef. You didn't pay, Hegdish can charge you the new price. That's case one. Case two is that you took it for 200. The price dropped. Now, if you went with the rules of Hegdish, you could tell the gizmer, sorry. I mean, the gizmer could tell you, I'm sorry, the price, you took it for 200, the price dropped. Had this been Hegdish, rules of Hegdish, I didn't pay for it yet. There we say, we don't shortchange Hegdish. Had this been an individual, he would have gotten 200, Hegdish gets 200. Those are the cases where he paid Hegdish, it went up, and he did Meshicha, and it went up or down. Now the other cases. He paid. He paid Hegdish. He did not do Meshicha. And the price went up. Right? So the halacha is, he paid Hegdish and the price went down, I'll say. The halacha is, you paid Hegdish. You were kinda. You were kinda for 200. That's it. Next case. You paid Hegdish 100. And the price went up. You came to pick it up. By Hegdish, legally, he could tell you, pay 200. By Hegdish, we say no. Because Hegdish would do it, he would get a Mishapara. Therefore, we don't say to Hegdish, we can't shortchange you. We're not shortchanging you. Because if an individual did it, he would get a Mishapara. We're not setting up Hegdish to do something that an individual would get a Mishapara for. Yes, doctor.
I think I know what you're going to say to this, which is not every difference makes a difference. However, we seem to be comparing apples and oranges, say, which we are talking about the acquisition of an item which can be acquired through money but not through Mashiach, versus in comparing to an item which can be acquired by Mashiach but not by money. Why does anyone? Did you see anyone comment as to whether or not these two are really comparable?
Did that.
Thank you.
But all the Gemara is saying is halacha l'maisa what we do.
Well, if they wanted to do that, then it's very simple to say that Hegdish doesn't lose out, period.
But it does in one case. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara goes through all four cases to set it up.
Right.
Okay.
So when are they the same?
What?
Question 9, when is Hegdish the same as Hegdish?
You want me to answer the question on the test here?
We just had it. The answer is yes, actually.
Just had it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Just had the case.
We're hurting Hegdish. Why don't we say we're hurting Hegdish?
There's nothing that's hurting. The Torah gave rules. We follow the Torah rules, you're not hurting.
If in this case, if a Hegdish would have done it,
It would work, right?
He would get a Mitzapara. He would get a Mitzapara. Don't ignore that. Mitzapara is a terrible thing. Whoever backs out after the money is paid gets a Mitzapara. By the way, Mitzapara is not a Mitzaberach.
Transaction is a good transaction. That's the bottom line.
Transaction did not happen yet. I had yet.
What I'm trying to say is that by saying this now, we are hurting.
We are not. We're going with the biblical law. The biblical law is by Hegdish money works. That's the halacha. That's what the Torah said. The Torah said by Hegdish you go by money. Then we went the biblical law, he paid 100, he bought it. Hegdish wants to use a trick, a legal loophole. We can't be worse than Hegdish. So even though biblically you bought it, rabbinically shell out some cash.
That's right.
And the answer is, that's only based on the fact we can't be worse than Hedjan. Hedjan would be pretty bad in this case also, because he would get a Mishapara. And ever since he would get a Mishapara, we don't view that as something that is real. Hedjan wouldn't do it either. We're not treating you worse than Hedjan. Hedjan wouldn't do this. He had a Mishapara.
Some people care about Mishapara.
What?
Some people don't care about
Mishapara. Yeah, I mean, I think they're being rather foolish.
That's just, again.
That's being rather foolish.
No,
you know
what? Some people say, don't worry, I'm not supposed to.
I
don't have to worry
about
Mishapara.
No,
I don't worry about such people. What am I supposed to say?
Mishapara
is mine
or it's here or both?
It's a curse that Mishamayim they should punish. But Bethan curses the guy.
In other words,
does
the
Kol go off and bathe in
this guy?
Bethan announces to him, Misha Parah Lutara, Yifra. The Bethan gives him a nusach of curse. Like you read the Tfilas Ashla, you read the curse of Misha Parah.
The word gets out.
Doesn't make a difference if the word gets out. To close, Rachmana Litzlan. Somebody got cursed by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Would the guy be a little shooken up?
Yeah. Would it bother him?
That's his problem, that it doesn't bother him.
If people call him names?
Nothing to do with people. I don't know what you want to call the Shemayim. I think it's rather sad or scary or frightening that a guy gets cursed by Bezin. Bezin is very powerful. I mean, what Bezin says down here really makes a difference up there. And if Bezin curses a person, it's pretty bad.
I want Hegdish to win all the time.
Okay. I tell you, the Gemara says we don't do it, then you would have Mishapara. I was supposed to tell you. Yes, Doctor. Can't hear you.
Well, in the words of Ben Shapiro, facts are not caring.
Okay. Now we are switching gears completely. And the Mepharshim don't really know why. I mean, they tell you as far as why this next Mishnah is here. It has nothing to do with Kinyanim. Nothing to do with Kinyanim. We left Kinyanim. We finished Kinyanim. We did Isha, Eved Ivri, Amavriya, Eved Kanani, Land, Talklin, Hegdish. We covered it all. This was the Perik for the first 27 blood of Kinyanim. And now we are leaving Kinyanim. And in the same Perik, we're talking about obligations fathers have to their sons, and sons have to their father. The common denominator is, it's setting things up. Kol mitzvah saben alav, which the Gemara questions what it means, but the Gemara explains the maskan, and I'm cheating, that it means any mitzvah that the father has to do for the son. Any mitzvah of the son that's incumbent upon the father. Not the other way. First, the Gemara thinks it means any mitzvah that the son has to do for the father. Not. Kol mitzvah ha'av that he has to do al ha'ben. Kol mitzvah ha'ben that the father has to do. Like mila, pidgin ha'ben, things that dads do for their children. Anashim chayavim, v'nashim p'turis. Mothers don't have to do it. It's a chiyuv of men, not on women. These are chiyuvim on dad, not on mom. The whole mitzvah Ahav al haben, which the Gemara will explain, means any mitzvah that the son does towards his father. Daughters are just as chayav as sons are. That means, in the way one treats their parents, there's no difference if you're a son or a daughter. In the way one treats their children, a father has more obligations than mom. That's the contrast.
Sons and daughters, we talk about that, a father's obligation. Son and our daughter.
A father's obligation to his children, which is usually sons in this case, is only on the father, not on the mother. And the children's obligation to their parents is both boys and girls. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Rashi, Kol Mitzvah Sa'av, B'Gemar, Mefarish, L'Kula Masnis. Next case. The Kol Mitzvah Sa'asei Shazman Grama, Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Peturis. Any Mitzvah Sa'asei that is time caused, women and men are Chayav, and women are Patur. This is the halacha that everybody knows. Mitzvah Sa'asei Shazman Grama, women are Patur. How many mitzvahs are say Shazman Grama do you think women are potter from? Six. Lulav, Sukkah, Shaifer, the Rambam lists them in Hilchos Aveda Zara, like six or seven. The rest of them, for whatever reason or exception, Tzolim, Tzitzis, Lulav, Sukkah, Shaifer, Tzolim, Tzitzis, I think there might be one or two more. They're not that many. There are lavas that women are potter from also. It comes out that women are potter from 12 mitzvahs that men are chayiv in. So even though women don't have as many mitzvahs, they're short 12. They go from 613 to 601.
Lavas?
Baltakiv, we'll see it in a minute. There are some lavas that are not chayiv in. Rambam and Hilchos Aveda Zara, I don't have a Rambam here, counts, oh, I don't have a Rambam here, counts, there's no Rambam here, it says Mishnah Berurah, I thought it was Mishnah Torah, it's not, it's Mishnah Berurah, right. You don't have to go, Rambam counts six for those things, right, we're going to get to it later, we'll talk about more. B'chol mitzvah hazeh shaloi hazman grama, echranash v'echranash v'chayavim. B'chol mitzvah shaloi sesa, bench hazman grama, bench shaloi hazman grama, lavin. Echad anoshim, echad anoshim chayavim. Chutz from three lavin. Baltakiv, women don't have an issue to cut off their pace. Baltashchis, they have no issue to shave their beard with a razor. And baltatam alameisim, and a woman kayan's daughter has no issue to tumas meis. Whereas a kayan has an issue to tumas meis besides the seven relatives. A daughter of a kayan, kahenes, if you want to call her that, has no iser of tumas meis. Pachi, shazman grama, shazman garam l'shetavai, that the time causes it to come. Chutz mi baltakiv, pasareish, that's cutting up payas, baltashkes, pasasakin, corners of the beard, baltatame de kahanim. Fine. Is it zman grama? No, it's not zman grama.
Why?
The Gemara in Brachas says because there's no, they can't say Bris and Tyra. That's what the Gemara in Brachas says. It's a Shaila, the Gemara in Brachas. That's the Gemara right. My Kol Mitzvah Saben Alav. What does Kol Mitzvah Saben Alav mean? Now, I translated it like the Maskana of the Gemara. At the beginning, the Gemara thought it meant mitzvahs that children have to do for their father. So we would be translating Kol Mitzvah Saben, all mitzvahs that a son is obligated, ala'av, to do to his father. But the problem is, Elaim called mitzvahs the Mechayah brought Lemevid La'abba. Nashim Peturais, Latanya we learned, Ish, Ein Liela Ish, talking about fearing parents. I would think only a man is obligated to have hira from his parents. Isha Minayin, Shu'aymer Ish Imay V'aviv Tiro'u, it says Tiro'u, they should fear. So it's plural. So it says clearly that a daughter has to fear her parents. So how can the Mishnah tell me it's only sons? Amar Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. Kol mitzvahs haben hamutalas alav lasas libnai. It doesn't mean mitzvahs that a son has to do for the father. Mitzvahs of the son that his father does for him, nashim chayavim v'nashim p'turas. Men are obligated and women are puter. Rashi. E name of the Mechayah brought Lameved Laba. Vachi mashma. Kol mitzvah shabein mitzvah oviv. Any mitzvah that the son is mitzvah to his father, about his father, Nashim Peturis, Bitmiya. Question mark. Ish imav oviv turo v'akhan shnayim. Nishnayim v'oimer. Says it to two. Havotelos alav. V'chanos in b'farish b'braisa. Like those that will be explained in the braisa. Lab de tera. L'maylai. The Zaitse Behei Slaim, Taira, teach him Taira, Mauhem, redeem him for 5 Slaim, in Bechorhu, Lasia Isha, to marry him off a wife, the Kula Yalav Azab, the Gemara, Kroi, we're going to learn now from Sukkim. Notice Rashi did it out of order. The Gemara has Lamaila Levdaisai, then Lalamde Taira. Rashi put Lalamde Taira before Lamaila Levdaisai. I don't know why. Yes?
So how do we fix that?
That's a great question. The Gemara will ask the question. When we get there, see, this is the sugya of Talmud Torah, of Mila, of Kibbutz Aveim. All these things are going to be dealt with because these are all the mitzvahs that the father does for the son and the son does for the father. So this is all going to be dealt with, including your question, which is a great question. The Gemara asked the question.
Don't say great, Rabbi. You don't say great. Did the Achronim ask it?
They bring a Gemara that asks it. Right. Doug the Gemara Tanina, the Mishnah is teaching us the Hadith Tanah Rabbanah. Ha'av chayev b'mnai, a father is chayev for his son, l'maylai, to do bris mila, v'levdaisai, to do pidyon haben, v'lelamdei taira, to teach him taira, l'siya isha, to marry him off to a wife, find him a wife, l'lamdei umnes, to teach him a trade. That's the father's obligations for his son.
Not all the rises, are they?
What do you mean? These are the obligations the father has to his son.
His son.
Based on the pasuk in Navi, it's a derisa pashtus not, but he has a chiyuv to find his daughter, son, a wife, and he also has a chiyuv to teach him a trade. Yes, I'm avlashita b'mayim. He has to teach him how to swim, because swimming, if he doesn't know how to swim, it can be rather dangerous in a body of water. Therefore, you have to teach him how to swim. That's part of life, to be able to live. Whether that applies today, not so simple, because we don't live, again, we don't spend that much time in the water. I don't know how much that they spent in the water.
Rabbi thinks that they spent more time in the water.
I have no idea. I don't know why. Again, I can only read Rashi. And Rashi says, because he might go in a boat, and the boat will sink if he doesn't know how to swim. So again, was it common then to travel by boat? How many times have you traveled by boat?
Traveled by boat? Well, my yacht that I have is right now is being fixed.
But again, I asked you a question. How many times did you travel by boat? Now, the truth is, if a plane crashes, you'd also have to know how to swim, but you probably wouldn't have a chance. Probably.
If he can borrow my boat, my yacht, I'll find out.
Yes, doctor.
In classical times, if you were to transport anything, the transport of choice is on a river.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I don't know halacha l'maaseh when to say, but that way, my father did not teach me how to swim. I still don't know how to swim. And I haven't traveled by boat ever, so it's... What? This mitzvah, she said, my wife. Did you teach your kids how to swim? You didn't, okay. I didn't teach my kids how to swim. Because I would have taught them how to swim, it would be bad news.
That's a good one.
I don't know how to swim, so how can I teach anybody else how to swim? What? I never swim. I don't know how to swim. What am I supposed to tell you? I still don't know how to swim.
I'm
I played baseball in camp, not football. If you know me, I've coached and Malamed has been like umnis, Malamed listus. If you don't teach a kid a trade, you're teaching him how to rob. You're not teaching him how to rob. And look, he looked mom to listus. By not giving him a trade, you're setting him up for a life of stealing. Because how is he going to make a living? He's going to have to steal. So therefore, the Yehuda is stressing the obligation of teaching him about umnis. The Gemara will talk about what the nafkamin is. What is Yehuda adding that the Tanakhama didn't say? Was he just like adding pusser? Or is that halachic difference? The Gemara will say what the halachic difference is. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Aflashita benor shema yifrish besina. We'll go in a boat. The titrat will drown, the sink. The sakin will be in danger. It may not be there loshen. Listus agadaitach le'yashu le'lam de'klum. He didn't teach him how to rob. The kibun the ain loy umnas, the yaks are lakmai. He won't have bread on his table. Yeluk with parashas drunken. You go to a crossroads. That's just because it's the easiest place to find people. You lost them as sabrias and steal from people.
I mean, when a father sends his son to yeshiva.
Yes.
Yeshiva teaches you how to use your brain.
Okay, if that's what you say. No, that's not umnas.
That's not called umnas?
No, it's not umnas. Nobody gets makes a living from using his brain unless he has a job. I know a lot of smart people. That doesn't mean they make a living from their smartness. You want to know if he's Yaitz Malam de Torah by sending him to yeshiva?
No.
Yes.
That's not my question.
Yes, he is.
That's not my question.
I'm just saying, if that's your question, the answer is yes. You can be Milam de Tyra by hiring Rebbeim for him.
If a person sends his kid to Ohio State, okay, he didn't teach him a trade like to be a carpenter, but he taught him, and he got a B.A.
in liberal arts, which is worthless. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yes or no? I'm sorry, Rebbe, 10 questions for Seth. Okay, 9. Seth is like Homer. Okay, the question is, I sent him to Ohio State, he gets a B.A. Was I kind of a mitzvah of this?
If he has something that he can use, yes.
What can he use?
Not a liberal arts degree.
Also, a B.A. is not good then.
No, a B.A. in what? If he has a B.A. in gardening, he can get a job teaching English. You have to have a degree. You can have a degree in gardening. You can see. The truth is, a liberal arts degree can also get you a job teaching English.
I don't know what your kids are working. Did you teach them how to do that? Did you teach them?
I sent
them to
yeshiva.
Rashi. Okay, please. Abraham, please let me hear that. Can I please learn?
No, it's important. Nachson is a. What's it called? A supervisor. What's it called? A nursing home? Nursing home administrator. How is he able to be an administrator? How do you do it?
I have no idea. It's good by Islam. Gave him pronounced. What can I tell you? Right. Lamai Laminalam. How do I know a father is obligated to Malus kid? You know how much Bris Tyra said on the next 4 lines to the Gemara? It's like amazing. He could fill up volumes of Gemaras, Shas Gemaras, and the Bris Tyra that said on the next 4 lines. Lamai Laminalam. Yechsev Vayamal Avram Es Yitzchak B'nai. Avram Maud Yitzchak Yisad. Period. Veheichad Leimala Avua. What happens if the father is not doing the bris? So what happens? It's Yom Shmini, and the father refuses to do the bris. So the halacha is, Mechayve Beidina Lememalei. Besen goes and does the bris without the father. Yechsev, Himo Lachem Kol Zachar. What if nobody did it? So when he becomes 13, he gets his own obligation to get a bris milah. And that has a chi of karas. The father is not chi of karas if he doesn't malah sin. Bezin is not chi of karas if they don't malah kid. And by the way, bezin, according to most Mishraim, means any yid. Everybody. But the person themselves that doesn't do bris milah is chayiv karas. Now, there's a whole bunch of things to say. Let's first do Rashi. The Rashi, mechayiv iuk shiyigdal, when he gets older. Katan's not chayiv, he's chayiv and becomes a mitzvah. So the first shaila in Achrayim is, does a father have a chayiv to mow a 13-year-old? Once the kid gets his own chayiv, Does that take off the father's chiyuv? The Torah gave a chiyuv to the father. Is that because the kid's not chayiv yet and we want it done? So the Torah said to the father, get it done. But if he doesn't get it done by the time it's 13, now the kid can take care of himself. The father has no chiyuvim. Or is the father's chiyuv perpetual? If that's the right word. Meaning it continues. He's chayiv to mal his son. The son also has a chiyuv to mal himself once he's 13. But the father's chiyuv doesn't go away. Big shailah d'achrayim, a lot of Torah said on that. That's number one. Number two, when is a guy chayiv karis for not mauling himself? The guy is 13 years old. He turned bar mitzvah, he had his bar mitzvah party, and now he's an aron. At what point is he chayiv karis? The Rambam holds, he's chayiv karis, I forgot which one holds what. It's Machlokes Rambam and Raivan. One of them says, he's chayiv karis right away. But if he ends up mauling himself, he removes the karis. So he's chayiv karis as soon as he finishes his bar mitzvah party. But if he mauls himself when he's 89, he will remove the chiyuv karis that he incurred from the moment he turned 13. And the Raivet says, he's not chayiv, one of the other ones say, he's not chayiv karis unless he dies as an aron. And then the karis will be in the next world. He has his whole lifetime to do the bris milah, and he's not chayiv karis yet. So according to one of the Rishonim, I think the Rambam, chayiv karis immediately, and it's constant. He can remove it, but the chayiv karis is there already, which means he might die young, all those things that might happen to a person that's chayiv karis. According to the Rambam, the chayiv karis doesn't come yet. It comes when he dies as an aro, then he will have a chayiv karis. Now he's then, the answer is, karis is not only in this world, karis is in the next world. He'll be in sad shape. Now, this is talking about that a guy didn't mow on his own free volition, or whatever it is. But let's say it's dangerous for him to mow. He lost two brothers that died because of a bris. So then he's not obligated to do bris milah. It's questionable whether he's even allowed to do bris milah. So he is not going to be punished for not doing bris milah. So we're talking about a person that could do bris milah and didn't do bris milah. So that's when we talk about this halacha. Yes, doctor.
Does anyone comment? I mean, I thought of a question when it was proposed about Gomorrah and Mox and all that. But it seems to me that one could answer, which they don't, that chorus is something which is not involved based in it. Chorus is something which involves their Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, their Ribbono Shel Olam, as Rashi darshens in the Hashem, their Ribbono Shel Olam knows what is, what will be, and what's on the person's mind. So the fact that it's really a moot point.
Again, am I beep? That's my colleague's Rambam and Raivan.
No, they're not mentioning what I thought.
No, these are what I'm mentioning what you thought. Because they deal with reality in this world. The reality in this world is this guy a chayiv karis for halacha? Is he or not? What the Rebbeinu knows in the future doesn't affect what he is now. Yes. Just 1 second, he's middle talking.
As far as what he's chayiv in this world, we never know if someone's chayiv karis.
Halacha says he's chayiv karis. Halacha says he's chayiv karis.
But the decision itself is based
Halacha tells us he's chayiv karis, which means he's chayiv karis. Because that's how it works. The Rebbeinu Shem operates by halacha then. Yes. I said that.
But
he's allowed to.
What?
It's questionable he's allowed to. It's for sure not chayav. He's puttered. The question is, can he do it if he wants to?
If I'm not mistaken, isn't there a choice at the beginning of Yavamas, the most large choices,